Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome in another hour of Doug Steffen's Good Day program. As you probably know, I'm also a farmer, and I love to share information about my farm and how you can benefit from the lessons I've learned and from other successful farm stories as well. So in this hour, I have a special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program to help you with your meal planning, backyard farming, whatever. It's the Good Day Farm Show, the American Family Farmer. Time now for another visit to the farm. I'm Doug Steffen, the host of the American Family Farmer program. I host a number of radio programs. I have been told by some people in my industry that I sound the most passionate when I'm talking about agriculture. Well, I'm very passionate about cows, for sure, and the farm. Been around cows all my life. I own and operate Eastley Farm, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com. You can kind of check out what's going on, although in the winter doldrums, not much going on except feeding the cows and scraping up the manure and doing that stuff. Logging is going on, you know, that sort of thing. We're trying to spread and be responsible when it comes to our piles of manure, but those are the things that are going on your farm. So let's get to some of the news here. We're going to talk with a couple of folks running an organic dairy farm later on during this hour in our interview portion. But I start the program with some news items, things that I have seen come across my desk that I thought were important. Because we're in the season of craziness, that is politics, the question has been asked whether or not Donald Trump or Joe Biden has delivered more for farmers. Donald Trump in Iowa talking to farmers about how wonderful the state of agriculture was under his last 4 years. I don't agree at all with that. Sonny Perdue was a disaster. The money that was supposed to go to many of you small farmers didn't. It went to Sonny Perdue's pals in the southeastern part of our country. That's one measure of failure. But you can look at different measures, and by most of them, Biden has been better for farmers than Trump. Net farm income has gone up. Since Joe Biden went into the White House, net farm income has totaled $165 billion between 2021 and the end of last year. It was $94 billion over the same period of time when Trump was president. And so it's quite a bit of a difference, but there are a lot of different things to factor in here. A lot of government input in terms of money, taxpayer money. That's a number. The challenge, it seems to me, for Biden is convincing those of you who are mostly Republicans that he's been just as good, if not better, for the bottom line. And that's not going to be easy. Not going to be easy for him to do it in terms of any way of comparison, because he hasn't really, this isn't news, well, maybe it is news, he hasn't done a good job. They've leaned heavily on Tom Vilsack, who's okay in my mind as the Secretary of Agriculture. He's been the one who set the tone in the past several months. He has visited Minnesota and Maine and Washington. These are all early primary states to tell farmers about the gravy train Biden has brought to them. So if you don't think this is political, all of these secretariats are nothing but politics. It's all politics. So farm income under Biden is a more important metric, so the Biden people say, than Trump's record of government payouts. Well, I'll give you that, because the government payouts, as I said a few minutes ago, it didn't go to the people who really needed it, and I thought that was a pretty damnable outrage. All right, next focus is the flashpoint over who owns what land. A lot of information this week on the Chinese. There have been a lot of people in various states who are focused on this. It's a real hot-button issue as well it ought to be. Agricultural lands, ownership of them, bills are being offered in state houses. Governors are taking executive action to add reporting requirements. Foreign land ownership is something that was discussed during the Land Investment Expo in Des Moines recently. While the politicians are out there bouncing around, there are real restrictions. The emphasis on restrictions by China have risen dramatically after the spy balloon incident. Remember that about a year ago? And so 12 states now have legislative proposals to restrict foreign land ownership, specifically the Chinese. There are 36 proposals in all, and there's some kind of restriction, really, when you look around the country, that is brewing, looking like it has a good chance of passing in about half of our states. So what on top of that is important is the announcement this week that the Chinese Communist Party leader, a fellow who is a billionaire, has purchased 200,000 acres of land in our country. This is, you know, you look at the Democrats and Republicans and how do we get them together? This certainly got them together this past week. This guy is a card-carrying member and an officer in the Chinese Communist Party. He also is one of the richest people in China. He has bought land over the last 10 years, and nobody has said boo about it. 200,000 acres of land in Oregon. $430 an acre he paid for it, as a matter of fact. Wow. And so there's no government record of it. See, you go back to Biden, and why is this stuff all covered up? Is there something between his son Hunter and the deals that have been struck? And I can't tell you that I really know. And there's no real news, there's no trail to follow that's easy to follow. Meanwhile, Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, who wants to be Trump's vice president, was interviewed, said the Biden administration dropped the ball. Okay, so, yeah, there's no news there. The Biden administration has dropped the ball. And the communists in China are buying agricultural land. Why? To subvert our sovereignty? To undermine our agricultural community? To encroach on our military installations? Pick an answer. To upend rural communities in America? This thing only came to light this week after the state of Oregon publicly named one of his companies as the owner of the property. He owns a $39 million Manhattan townhouse, by the way, a $26 million estate in Los Angeles. He is basically a resident of America, even though he's one of the leaders of the Communist Chinese Party. He's been a member since he was 18 years old, has gone up through the executive ranks. And so members of Congress are, again, firing off letters to the Department of Agriculture, urging the agency to increase its vigilance. See, this is why, I present this as sort of me being a little editorializing, but this is why you don't vote for Biden. I don't see that there's anything in here. I saw one of the people I respect the most, John Tester, is a senator from Montana. He's a farmer. He testified before Congress. He said, quote, "While we learn about more of the specifics around this unfolding situation, it highlights the need for Congress to do more to protect American agricultural security." Duh. So anyway, what are we doing? Vilsack is making a lot of excuses and tap dancing, and so it doesn't appear. Why is it that this guy's purchase doesn't appear in government records? And why? The Agricultural Foreign Investment Disclosure Act requires foreign investors to report any new interest in agricultural land to the Department of Agriculture within 90 days of the transaction. So why have they not? And by the way, Canada's Irving family, behind Irving Petroleum, as the biggest ownership of land in Maine, they own 1 million acres of land. Most of it is woodland, forest land in Maine. So we have China as a problem We have laws restricting ownership. One of the other things that I found interesting in my research this week is that people in Salt Lake City in the Mormon Church, they're on a shopping spree as well, buying land all over the place. They bought 365 acres of land in Nebraska last year. They're the number one buyer of land in other places, but Nebraska seems to be what they're focused on in the Chimney Rock and Lake Mahoney. I guess that's one of their counties there. This is a serious situation. It needs our attention. We need to have security. We don't have it with this bunch. So if Trump gets back in again, will we have it? More likely to have it with anybody but Biden. But I again go back to the Chinese. This story is so dangerous, so dastardly, just plain wrong. All right, so that's the news I have time to cover here on the American Family Farmer this week. Coming up in a few moments, the folks who run the Miller Farm in Vernon, Vermont will join us. We'll be talking about this four-family organic dairy farm, what they're finding for successes and all the good stuff that we can focus on. I love talking about cows and about dairy, so we'll get to that right after these words. Here on this week's American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen. Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with my friend Elizabeth Miller. It is appropriate to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, you know, good blessings to everybody too. I get to talk to customers every day who are seeing results with Caltrin. You know, when you're losing the weight, doing it the right way. So no drugs, no stimulants. It's just your body burning off those fats and sugars more efficiently. You feel good while you're taking it. You feel good even after you get off of the product. The side benefits that go along with the weight loss that are also from Caltrin include better sleep, less joint pain, more natural energy. So I hear from customers every day, you know, I feel so much better. I feel like my old self again.
So between now and the end of the year, what's the special?
We've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply, that one with a huge 86% success rate.
Elizabeth Miller here from Caltrin. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
From our sponsor, at least one of them, here on the American Family Farmer. That sponsor would be Caltrin. Caltrin is the way for you to start losing weight. Do it today. Do it right now while you're thinking about it. If you've been listening to this program for the years it's been on the air, been listening to any of the programs that I do, you know I always speak glowingly about Caltrin, not just because they pay me to be a spokesperson, but because I know it works. I've used it myself to keep my weight where it is, because once you lose the weight, you want to keep it off, and that's what Caltrin really does a good job of. And then, you know, there are all the people who have gone through various digestive problems because they're just too heavy. Toploss.com, order the product. You get $10 off every bottle. One bottle is a one-month supply. So do that and enjoy it. And use the Doug discount code to check out. Don't have to pay for any shipping costs as well. That's Caltrin, available at toploss.com.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome to the farm.
At the hour now on the American Family Farmer Program. I'm Doug Steffen. This week, we're going to be talking to Peter Miller, who is a farmer in Vernon, Vermont. He and Harley Sterling are working together to provide some pretty good options for folks in the Connecticut River Valley. So we'll start with Harley Sterling, who works with an organization that serves who? What's the organization, and to whom are you connected?
So I'm the food service director, school nutrition director, we call it here in Vermont, for a public school district in southeastern Vermont called Windham Northeast Supervisory Union. We're six public schools, and we serve another school in Brattleboro. So my job is to feed kids breakfast and lunch in public school. And we've been partnering with Pete since the fall to try to get his organic local milk onto the lunch trays and into the cups of our kids.
All right. So what raised your awareness? What piqued your interest? What's going on in the public schools there in that part of Vermont that seems to not be servicing the children's needs as far as foodstuffs are concerned, as well as perhaps could be the case?
That's a great question. I've always kind of seen, I think it's kind of common knowledge that the United States school lunch program is a bit of a punchline, right? We always kind of tease it.
I would say it's not even that good. It's a disgrace.
Okay, well.
But anyway, yeah, that's why it really is. It's for the stuff that's available, thank heavens for people like you who come along to throw a different wrinkle at it using the same sort of resources, right?
That's right. Limited resources. So school food in Vermont Vermont has been a leader for a long time in the farm to school movement and also getting local food into schools. We're kind of an incubator, a test lab for the rest of the country. I feel like a lot of folks look up to Vermont. We've kind of been blazing trails for decades now. And I got into this work to sort of try to do what I could in my little corner of the sandbox. And our program, the Farm to School Cafe, we call ourselves, is all about trying to get as much local food onto the menu as possible in a real systematic way, not just buying blueberries a couple times a year and talking about it for the rest of the year, we're really trying to do it systemically, where our menus are planned around a certain purchase, you know, a certain quantity of local purchasing.
Things that are available at that time of year, in essence, right? Now, milk's available all of the year, but blueberries aren't and some veggies aren't. So it sounds to me like you're actually putting some thought behind it instead of just doing following the bouncing ball routine that is so much the case. And I'm sure people are now nodding their heads as they listen around the country. If you are aware of what's going on in your system, in your school system, you know that most of it is lackluster. Even though, yeah, breakfast is being provided and lunch is being provided, but what are they eating?
There's lots of challenges to the school food programs, limited budgets. And as you just identified,
You know what? That becomes, Harley, that becomes a punchline. That becomes, you know, limited budgets. It's kind of like saying to somebody, well, we don't have enough people, so we can't get the job done. You know what? Your job is to figure out how to get it done. And it isn't just, well, the going by a certain set of standards. Anyway, go ahead. Excuse me.
I certainly appreciate that sentiment. And that's kind of the rules we try to live by. We try to just rise to the challenge and do what we can, and we're trying to provide a model for the rest of the state and the rest of the country, because it is so standardized, the school food programs, that if you do it here, you can do it anywhere.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm very interested in this sort of thing, and so we'll continue a focus on this with Peter Miller, who is the farmer that's providing the milk. Could you just give us a rough idea of what, as you go through the year, what have you found the easiest thing to find, and what are the most difficult things for you to find?
In terms of local foods for school menus?
Yeah.
Well, one of the challenges that I was going to try to describe is, you know, just some of the best food of the year is all grown when kids are on summer vacation, right? Like, that's just the nature of seasonality here in the Northeast. They come back to school and you get a month or two of really good local produce options. So you're right. We really do have to try to identify those products that can be used year-round because they're available. And that are also school-friendly. So it gets to be a very narrow list. And milk and dairy are definitely right on the top of the list of things that are
so much confusion about, you know, about whole milk. And well, let's get to that when we have Peter on whole milk and some of the other grades of milk. We continue in a matter of moments here. You're listening to the American Family Farmer.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Republican presidential candidates are now turning their attention to New Hampshire, as that state's first-in-the-nation primary elections are on the way. Nikki Haley spoke to reporters despite a disappointing finish in the Iowa caucuses. She's surging in the polls ahead of the vote in New Hampshire.
We've been here for 11 months. We've done over 75 town halls. We have been in Red Arrow Diner before, and so we're going to continue to talk to people.
The Granite State's planning to hold two Republican primary debates, but Haley says she does not plan to participate in either of them unless former President Trump does. Trump has not participated in any GOP presidential debates so far. Entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, who ended his campaign this week, is saying Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley should do the same thing. A third-party candidate running for president, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., is hoping to secure a spot on ballots all across the country. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing, but you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Four past the hour now, you're listening to Doug Steffens' Good Day. Let's get back to this special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program. It'll help you with ideas for your eating, your meal planning, and if you want to have a garden, we got all the info here. Plus, how to be a successful farmer. That's all part of the American Family Farmer.
34 after the hour now. This is the American Family Farmer program. I'm Doug Steffen. For those of you who are new, a couple of new stations this week, what we really do here on this program is a threefold approach to the issues that small family farmers are facing. This is not a program that's aimed at big ag, getting big ag sponsors, helping to support the 90-some-odd percent of farms that are controlled, or not necessarily controlled, owned by. There's still family farms are predominant, but they don't control as much of the industry as their numbers might suggest. And so we decided to focus on a program in southern Vermont that has combined a fellow that knows his way around the school lunch menus, how to get the best for children using a budget. Harley Sterling is here from the school union in this area. He refers to the program, it sounds like the Farm to School Cafe, and that's where Peter Miller comes in. Peter Miller runs the Miller Dairy Farm. Miller Farm is a four-family organic dairy farm, also in southern Vermont, Vernon, Vermont. So we haven't heard from you, Peter. Let's talk to you a little about the farm itself. Are you a farm kid all your life? What's the story with the coordination of the four families here?
I grew up on the Miller farm. I am the fourth generation, and I am in partnership with my brother. He is also on the farm. We came back to the farm at the same time. We had neither one initially started on the farm, but when we had children, we decided we would come back. Our father and mother are still alive and living on the farm. We have a partner, Keith Franklin, who started when he was about 18, and we brought him in as a partner in the business. And then my daughter and her husband are the next generation coming in on the farm and part of the milk bottling business.
Nothing wrong with that. Okay, the number of acres, how you decided to be organic versus perhaps just the natural approach, how hard was that in your neck of the woods, or has it been something you've been organic forever?
We started the transition to organic in 2005, 2006. I felt like the economics behind organic were more appealing to a mid-sized farm. I should have mentioned that we were milking about 180 cows at the time. Mm-hmm. And we transitioned completely, I think, 2008 and started being picked up by Organic Valley. Ultimately, we switched over to Stonyfield. And we were, and we've still been shipping the majority of our milk to Stonyfield Organic, who's one of the closest farms to their plant. We are in southeast Vermont, but they're over in Londonderry, New Hampshire. We're right on the border with New Hampshire.
It's a difficult process, for sure. I have a farm. I raise Jersey replacement heifers. I milked about as many cows as you back in from 2004 to 2015. I had a horrible experience with one of our barns collapsing. A bunch of cows died, and I just kind of lost my starch for doing it the way we were doing it. And a lot of people, I had three guys working for me, and two of them quit because it was 30. After that big storm in February of 2015, when the temperature up where you are in Vermont went down to the same degree, it went down here. We had 3 days of 30 below zero wind chill factors.
And ouch.
The cows' teeth were sticking. It was just everything, frostbite. So I
that's terrible.
Sort of gave up the ghost, and I sent the cows down to a fellow in Pennsylvania who has the same sort of operating philosophy as I do. But now I raise Jersey replacement heifers, and it's okay for now. I'd like to milk. I sold a lot of raw milk. I'm not sure. I've forgotten what I think in Vermont you can do that. Down here, the need, the desire, that's what I'm talking about, the organic side of things, because I kind of became organic without officially being organic. And being a raw milk purveyor made me a much better farmer, much cleaner, much better. Everything was better. And so I was proud of what we were doing. We were selling 100 and some odd gallons of raw milk a day. I could have sold twice that much if I had more cows. I don't push my cows, and Jerseys are notoriously less in terms of volume than Holsteins. As a matter of fact, that's kind of what the choices are. People make a choice to do Holsteins because they want quantity, and sometimes people say Jersey better quality. I don't know. There's this debate between the 8-1 and 8-2000, right?
It starts going to Ford, Chevy, Dodge, what's best.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Arguments with farmers.
Right. It gets silly. So you're doing 700 acres on the Connecticut River Valley. I can't imagine anything more desirable. I love our part of Massachusetts that goes along the valley. What sort of help is that, or what sort of stuff do you run into that are problems on those 700 acres?
We have a tremendous variety of soil types, interestingly enough. There's the river bottom land, which is a Hadley soil. Speaking of Massachusetts, it's named after the soil in Hadley.
Yeah.
And then we also lease some land that's up on the hills, and you could equally turn it into a gravel pit. Some sandy soils.
I think
the only thing we don't have is clay. But little microclimates are quite different between what's hugging the river and what's exposed to, say, the northwest winds or something like that. And so we get quite a bit of variety. We have some boggy soils that we do with northern exposure, and those are going to be very different than a gravelly southern exposure. So we get a real hodgepodge.
I don't want to belabor the point because I want to talk about the cooperation between you and Harley and his program. But one of the things I did experience this summer after the floods, I went up the weekend after I had bought a round bale wrapper up in sort of central Vermont. And to get to this guy, I had to go up every back road that you could come up with because most of the major roads were washed out here and there. And the cornfields were wiped out along at least the Connecticut River Valley. How did that affect the quality of your feed that you're using this year?
We are very fortunate. We're high enough that none of our land flooded. We had erosion wipeouts of, you know, access roads, and a few ditches got a little bigger. But we really lost no crops, nothing like along the Winooski River or some of these other rivers, the mid-sized rivers that really got hammered, like during Hurricane Irene. And even in Hurricane Irene, we were quite unscathed other than being just dripping wet. But as far as damage, we were very fortunate in our fields. So sympathies to those who lost a lot or all. But we fortunately did not lose any.
Peter Miller, who runs the Miller Farm with a group of other people, Harley Sterling, will talk about this partnership with the two of them and how it works and maybe some ideas for how it might work in your school community right after these words here on this week's American Family Farmer. Doug Stephan on the Good Day program with my friend Elizabeth Miller. It is appropriate to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, you know, good blessings to everybody too. I get to talk to customers every day who are seeing results with Caltrans. You know, when you're losing the weight, doing it the right way. So no drugs, no stimulants. It's just your body burning off those fats and sugars more efficiently. You feel good while you're taking it. You feel good even after you get off of the product. The side benefits that go along with the weight loss that are also from Caltrans include better sleep, less joint pain, more natural energy. So I hear it from customers every day. You know, I feel so much better. I feel like my old self again.
So between now and the end of the year, what's the special?
We've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply, that one with a huge 86% success rate.
Elizabeth Miller here from Caltrans. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Back into our discussion. I'm Doug Stephan. Happy to have the services of Peter Miller from the Miller Farm in Vernon, Vermont, and Harley Sterling, who runs a food service distributorship, I suppose, in a manner of speaking, among the schools in this part of Vermont. And they put together a collaboration. So let's talk about that and how it works. Why does it work? Maybe that's a good way. Why is probably more important than how. You think, Harley?
I certainly like to start with the why. Pete is very inspiring and helps, you know, bring that to clarity when you go down to his farm and you see the passion and you just see the care that he does with, you know, everyone he talks to, and certainly everything they touch, you can really feel the spirit of what they're doing, and you want to bring that to your school so that the kids can have that kind of high quality product. So the why is pretty easy. The how is certainly where the rubber meets the road.
Well, do you have to go to the pool, or do you just take the milk directly from Peter's farm? It goes to a processor anyway. You don't really have to go into the pool, Peter, do you?
We sell directly to Stonyfield, and we're allowed to divert. We have our own processing facility, and we process about 8% of our total production. And the products that Harley's school district and others now are getting are reduced fat products due to the federal law, which we hope goes away and the kids can get.
Let's talk about that for a second. How absolutely asinine it is for these people who don't know anything about anything to tell us that we shouldn't be serving whole milk to our children. Speak about that, will you?
Well, I think you just did. But I believe firmly in, I want to go back to the Hawaii a little bit more, that I really believe that especially children, but all people, ought to be much more connected to where their food comes from. And so one of the things that I insisted with Harley right from the very beginning is I want these kids to come down to the farm. I want them to see how this is produced. And, you know, we ended up having a field day, and we got, I don't know, it was probably only about 15-20% of his kids in his district, but it was a lot of kids, 150 kids on hay rides. We also showed them milking. We showed them how the milk is processed. And that's so important to me. I believe that even more fundamental than what the kids get, they need to know where their carrots come from, where beef comes from, where chicken comes from, where milk comes from, of course. And I really, really fundamentally believe in the connection of the end consumer as almost a constitutional right to transact directly with farmers and their growers.
You know, one of the things that comes to mind as you're explaining that so well is the fact that children, we're talking about a rural part of Vermont, New Hampshire, Massachusetts. This is pretty rural, and yet the kids are not farm kids, it would seem. The way you're telling the story would seem to me that the average youngster is now more removed than perhaps was the case 20, 30, 40 years ago when you grew up. Is that true? Still, even in that area?
I think so. Do you feel that way, Harley?
I mean, this is certainly a very agricultural area, so we do have a lot of farm kids, but relative to the surrounding areas. But the food literacy in kids these days is eye-opening, to say the least.
Yeah. I mean, it's not in Harley's district.
I came into this work with very high ideals on what kind of food I wanted to serve kids and what kind of tastes I wanted to appeal to. And I got a pretty rude education quickly, finding out that you have to meet these kids where they're at or they're not going to eat. And when I say meet them where they're at, again, eye-opening, kids that have never tried corn.
They're ignorant of the reality. This is something I would love to continue this. We are running out of time now for this visit, but at some point in time, when you get a little bigger, maybe, because I feel like this is going to expand in the right direction, we ought to talk more about it. But in the meantime, continued success. Peter Miller from the Miller Farm. It's vtmillerfarm.com. That's his website. And Harley Sterling, who's doing a laudable job trying to do something kind of rowing against the tide, if you will. It's worth the effort. Thank you, gentlemen, very much. Appreciate the input here.
Thank you.
I'm sure all the people listening around the country also identify with it as well. Peter Miller, Harley Sterling here on the American Family Farmer.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on.
As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
This is the American Family Farmer program. I'm Doug Steffen, an American Family Farmer. My son said to me a few days ago, we were talking about the future. And my children, both of them live in Los Angeles, and my grandchildren are in Los Angeles. So I'm, especially at this time of year, a very frequent traveler going back and forth across the country to see my family. And, you know, the children at my age, I'm not thinking about it, but they're thinking about, okay, what happens? What if this happens, that happens? How are you going to get yourself taken care of? Yada, yada. And we laid out some plans. But one of the things my son said to me, which shows obviously my children know me well, because Megan said the same thing in a different way at a different time. But Brennan said, Dad, I can't imagine you ever not living on the farm, not having cows. It's just, you're going to live in Massachusetts. Yeah, you can be, if we're here in California, you know, there's going to obviously, the connection that's always been very strong continues to be very strong. And if something happens, we'll deal with it. We'll make some plans. But it's not going to be healthy for you to not be on the farm. So I take that. And not in stride, because my children know who I am, know that this is a very important part of my life, as they're the most important part of my life, but acknowledging that the farm is kind of in my DNA. I listen to Peter Miller. There's a part of me, the place where I live and farm is a very suburban community. It used to be very rural. When I was smaller, it was, you know, like a whole different kettle of fish than it is now 70 years later, but it's still, I want to keep this farm going as, not as a dream, but a practical side of being a conservator. I may not be able to keep it in its exact state, but keep it going for the most part, certainly as long as I'm around. So when I listened to Peter Miller and Harley Sterling talking about the families and how the Peter's farm, the Miller farm, in case you didn't get the web address, it's vtmillerfarm.com. Fabulous overview of how to do things the right way. He and Harley Sterling came up with a plan. Sterling is a very smart guy, and he's very good at his job. And these are the sorts of people we need to have in these sort of jobs, who actually get it. And what he gets is that we need to be feeding real food to our children so they learn about real food. I don't know how many McDonald's or Burger King's or Wendy's or Jack in the Boxes or whatever else may be around in that part of Vermont. I'm sure there are plenty of them. But going there is certainly not the preference of these people. And so what you're fighting is, Harley said, you're fighting against the grain of all the advertisements, all the promotions. You know, everybody goes to McDonald's and eats that crap. And so, you know, how do you get them into the educational system is so fakakta that they're teaching children that whole milk isn't good for them. Who in the name of God ever in the agriculture department came up with that? That is the biggest load of crap, literally. There's nothing better for you than the whole milk that comes out of a mammary gland from either your mother or from a cow or a goat. That's it. That's the bottom line. That's the fact. That's not somebody conjecture, oh, fat's bad for you. No, it isn't. The milk is full of good fats, and you should be ingesting them so that you're taking care of your body, your bones, your skin, all of the things that are necessarily serviced by the whole fat, the good fats that are in milk. Anyway, I am off on a little toot, but it really annoys me that these guys have to work this out, especially Sterling, to educate the people that he works for, number one, to get off of the government grind, the food, you know, the whole business of what the daily recommended amount. That's that whole thing, the food tree or the food chain, it's nonsense. You know what's healthy. You know what's right. And you know the stuff you buy at the fast food joint isn't right, isn't good, you're not doing a justice to your family or to yourself by eating that junk. So, anyway, I just like the sound of this. I wish I were... I'm looking at a picture on the website of the farm. My God, what an idyllic place they have. And we need to keep those places alive. So, tip of the hat to Peter Miller, Harley Sterling, what's going on in Vermont, that part of Massachusetts, Vermont, and New Hampshire that comes together. Be aware of what your children are eating and teach them what's right, especially when it comes to the things that you may grow on your farm. I'm Doug Steffen. That's my thought. This is the American Family Farmer.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.